Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India says 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. New Delhi and Paris emphasize on closer cooperation to strengthen global security. Nearly 2,000 people reportedly dead in Iran after crackdown on anti-government protests. US President Donald Trump says help is on the way. UK lawmakers raise concerns over ban on key political parties in Bangladesh ahead of parliamentary polls in February. India has asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi said, India does not approve of any activities in the Shaksgam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson's comment on Shaksgam Valley. The Army Chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi today.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Shaksgam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued this statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The Army Chief said the situation along the line of actual control, or LAC, with China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. On Operation Sindoor, General Dwivedi said it was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. India and France have emphasized the importance of closer cooperation to address challenges in the global security environment with the aim of advancing peace and stability. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Emmanuel Bon, diplomatic advisor to the French president, today co-chaired the 38th India-France Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi. During the dialogue, both sides reiterated their commitment to the strategic partnership. The two sides reviewed preparations for the forthcoming visit of French President Emmanuel Macron to India. Mr. Bon also called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and met the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar. Diplomatic advisor to French President Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel Bon, today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he reaffirmed the strong and trusted India-France strategic partnership marked by close cooperation across multiple domains. The Prime Minister said it is encouraging to see the collaboration expanding into innovation, technology and education, especially as it marks the India-France Year of Innovation. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to welcoming the French President to India soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India approaches its BRICS chairship with a humanity-first and a people-centric approach. The minister was speaking at the launch of the logo, theme and website for the BRICS Summit in New Delhi today.
India approaches its chairship with a humanity-first and a people-centric approach. Inspired by the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our chairship theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, reflects our belief that cooperation among BRICS members can help address shared challenges in a balanced and in an inclusive manner.
Dr. Jayashankar said India will seek to bring together the potential of BRICS countries for the greater global welfare during the summit. China today warned countermeasures against US President Donald Trump's decision to impose 25% tariffs on countries trading with Iran. Beijing is the largest buyer of Iranian oil. As per data, China purchased on an average 1.38 million barrels per day of Iranian oil last year, which constituted about 80% of Iranian oil. Mr. Trump announced yesterday that any country doing business with Iran will have to pay a 25% tariff on its trade with the US. China is already grappling with the fall of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, one of its closest allies. According to reports, China imported around 400,000 barrels per day of Venezuelan oil last year for far cheaper prices. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In Iran, thousands of people are feared dead after a crackdown on anti-government protests. Quoting an Iranian security official, a news agency reported that death toll could be nearly 2,000. Communications restrictions, including an internet blackout over the recent days by the authorities, have hampered the flow of information. State media reported that Iranian prosecutors have filed the first charges against demonstrators detained during the unrest gripping the country. The protest, sparked by dire economic conditions, has been the biggest internal challenge to Iranian authorities for at least 3 years and comes amid intensifying international pressure after Israeli and U.S. strikes last year. Iranian authorities have accused the U.S. and Israel of fomenting unrest. They allege that terrorists have hijacked the protests. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump today appealed to the demonstrators in Iran to keep the agitation going and said that help is on its way. In a social media post, Mr. Trump also urged the protesters in Iran to take over institutions and said that the killers and abusers will pay a big price. President Trump, on his social media platform, also announced that countries continuing to do business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on their trade with the U.S. Earlier, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Tehran is prepared for any action by the U.S. Meanwhile, the United States and its regional partners have opened a new combined air and missile defense coordination cell at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar to strengthen joint responses to aerial threats across West Asia. U.S. Central Command said that the Middle Eastern Air Defense Combined Defense Operations Cell has been established within the Combined Air Operations Center at Al Udeid, which already hosts representatives from 17 nations coordinating military air activity across the region. The new cell brings together U.S. and regional personnel to improve integration, information sharing, and coordinated planning for air and missile defense. Four United Kingdom parliamentarians have expressed serious concerns over the ban on widely supported political parties under the Mohammad Yunus-led interim government in Bangladesh ahead of the general elections scheduled to be held next month. A report.
In a joint statement, the four British lawmakers have called for general elections in Bangladesh to be inclusive, saying no vote can be considered as democratic without the participation of all major political parties. The four members of the UK's House of Commons are Bob Blackman, Jim Shannon, Jus Atwal and Chris Law. They said the move disregards guidance from the United Nations as well as from the UK and other allies. The parliamentarians said that Bangladesh stands at a crossroad ahead of the first national election on 12th of February since the formation of the interim government in 2024 following the ouster of the Sheikh Hasina-led Awami League government after student-led protests. Swati Rakheja for World News.
India Open Badminton Tournament began today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen entered the second round by defeating his compatriot Ayush Shetty. In men's doubles, pair of M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amsa Karunan advanced to the second round, beating Malaysia's Ong Yui Sin and Theo Yi. In women's doubles, pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Trisha Jolly progressed to the next round by defeating Thailand's Ornicha and Sukhita Suvache. And now before we end, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. India says 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding Shaksgam Valley in Jammu Kashmir is illegal. New Delhi and Paris emphasize on closer cooperation to strengthen global security. Nearly 2,000 people reportedly dead in Iran after crackdown on anti-government protests. US President Donald Trump says help is on the way. And UK lawmakers raise concerns over ban on key political parties in Bangladesh ahead of parliamentary polls in February. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.